Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, MFM, is a full gospel ministry devoted to the revival of apostolic signs of Holy Ghost fireworks and the unlimited demonstration of the power of God to deliver to the uttermost absolute holiness within and without as the greatest spiritual insecticide and a prerequisite for heaven is taught openly. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries is a do-it-yourself gospel ministry where your hands are trained for war and your fingers for battles. Through your prayers today, your lives will not remain the same in Jesus' name.
Suffer. blessing the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a friend, the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Great Physician Hour, an hour where God will touch you and meet you at the point of your needs. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. It's time to sing the anthem of this program. Great Physician now is near, and hear the footsteps of Jesus. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping hearts to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet as note in seraph song, sweet as name on mortal tongue, sweet as carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus, he's now passing by. Bear the balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer, oh, come, see sick soul. See the life stream is flowing, see the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Sing this song loud and clear. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render to thee, O God? I will praise your name and shout hallelujah. What shall I render to thee, O Lord? What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render to thee, O God? I will praise your name and shout hallelujah. What shall I render to thee, O Lord? What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render to thee, O Lord? I will praise your name and shout hallelujah. What shall I render to thee, O Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We thank you for the Great Physician Hour. Father, mobilize heavens to help us in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon us by fire, by power, in the mighty name of Jesus. And open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. Say it with assurance and with power. Say, I decree that the power of God will arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and make that decree. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. And we thank you for bringing your people here by your power. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This evening, Lord, open our understanding. Teach us by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We shall be looking at one of the most fascinating subjects in the Bible. One of the most exciting and fascinating subjects anyone can study in the Word of God. And you will do yourself a world of good if you attend this kind of study and you understand it. This series of studies are under the general theme, the ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. As much as we talk so much about them, you may discover that we know very little. So you have to pay attention to this study and learn the principles of how to connect them to your destiny. This teaching is on the broad topic, what are angels? What are angels? In Psalm 104, verse 4, Psalm 104, verse 4, it says, who maketh his angels, what? Spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. He maketh his angels spirits. So angels were made by the Almighty God. They consist of spirits, they consist of fire. He made his angels spirits. His ministers a flaming fire. So angels are spirit beings. In Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 13, Hebrews 1:13 has this to say, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not ministering spirits? So angels are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So what are angels? Angels are spirit beings. Angels are ministering spirits that have been sent forth to minister to you and I, to the heir of salvation. The Bible mentions many activities of spirit beings, including angels, demons, and Satan. It is important for us to have knowledge about the spiritual world, because the spiritual controls the physical. This series of studies will be devoted to teaching on angels, the mystery, activities, agenda, functions, and divine usefulness of angels is yet to be fully explained to our current generation. The name angel is derived from the Greek word angelos, meaning messenger or envoy or someone sent from God. The Hebrew word for angel is malak, which some people call malaika. Like the Greek word means messenger. Both Hebrew and Greek words have been applied to individual as well as supernatural beings. Angelos is translated as angels 181 times. Messenger 7 times. Malak is translated as ambassador 4 times. Angels 111 times. Messenger 38 times. So angels are messengers from God who serve invisibly for the kingdom of God. They are created by God. They are superior to man, and they act as representatives or messengers of God. What are angels? The Bible says they are created beings, created by God to be angels. They were made by and for Jesus to glorify and praise God. The Bible also said that angels were created before the earth and that they may work actually about an active part in the creation of the earth. They were certainly exulting about the creation because the Bible says they sang with joy. God's angels live in heaven with God and they belong to him. On several occasions, Jesus refers to angels as belonging to God and being in heaven. There are lots of angels. Jesus describes being able to call on 144,000 angels, and twice over 200 million angels are described as worshiping God in heaven. A legion in Roman army was made up of 12,000 soldiers. So being able to call 12 legions of angels meant a lot. 10,000 times 10,000 equals 100 million. 10,000 was the largest number you could have in those days. So 10,000 was a number so big you couldn't really imagine it. Angels are also described as being like winds and fire. In fact, both the Hebrew and Greek word for spirit can also mean breath or wind. Angels don't die. They don't marry. They don't procreate. And probably they were all created at the same time. Now listen very, very carefully. There are two worlds. There is a physical world, there is a spiritual world. If God opens your eyes and you see what is going on around you, many people will probably close their eyes and refuse to open it. If God opens your eyes and you see the array of spirits and all kinds of things happening, you'll be amazed and afraid. This is a very serious matter. There is a regular traffic of spirits going on in the spiritual world. There is a high traffic of spiritual beings moving around men day and night. If God opens your eyes, you will feel so, so sorry for men. A lot of houses that people have built without prayers during the foundation, they have a complete set of shrines and altars inside the house. Those houses are filled with all kinds of spirits. Perhaps this is why the Almighty God in his wisdom doesn't allow many sons of men to see into the spirit realm. Because once men begin to see those things, some cannot cope with it. Some cannot understand it. If you stand in the marketplace and God opens your eyes, you will not be able to buy anything. I tell you the truth. You will buy nothing out of that market. You will discover to your amazement that some people that are standing behind what they are selling are actually sitting on what they are selling. You'll be amazed that there are so many people in the marketplace who are not humans. You will discover so many products people take home and it's not human beings who sell it to them. You shift away and you go to the crossroads. Those crossroads where people are putting sacrifices. If you are very observant, I have seen sacrifices by this University of Lagos before. I've seen one by that place before. People still carry sacrifices to the crossroads because there are spirits at those junctions. That's why they are going there. So there are lots of spiritual activities going on around us. If you go to the beach, Bar Beach, those areas, there are all kinds of spirits just moving up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. This is why some prophets make that place a habitation because they consort spirits. They consort all kinds of spirits in that kind of location. This is partially the reason, beloved. If you see anybody who is very talkative, just talk, 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 he can never be a prophet of God. But there are so many things you will see and God will say, keep quiet. Don't tell anybody. And you must keep quiet. So the point I'm making to you tonight is this. There is an array of spirits that surround us day and night. Native doctors' houses, all kinds of spirits going up and down. Fake churches, plenty of spirits going up and down. Night parties, plenty of spirits moving about. Beer, pepper soup joints, all kinds of things moving about. There are so many satanic agents visiting these places. Some look like human beings, but they are not. They are satanic agents on assignment. When you visit some of these places and you don't have the fire of God, they don't leave you the same. But the good news is this. The good news, the better news, that just as these terrible demonic powers, the spirits are moving all over, all around us, there are angels moving around us. Thank God for those angels moving about. Some of us will not be sitting down here tonight. The Bible says, the angels of God encompasseth those that fear him to deliver them. So he shall give his angels charge over you. They will keep you in their hands. If those angels don't keep you in their hands, you will strike your foot against the stone. Because there are so many satanic stones that are planted all over the place. And people strike their feet on that stone every day. May you not strike your feet against satanic stones. Let your amen roar like thunder. Thank God these angels too are here, surrounding us. They direct, they comfort, they instruct, they inform, they deliver, they prosper our way, they guard us, they watch us, they guide us. They pursue God's enemies. One of the most powerful prayer points in this book of Psalms, it says, let their way be slippery. Let the angels of God pursue them day and night. If the angel of God is pursuing somebody day and night, he's in serious trouble. I pray for somebody. Any power that does not want you to have peace, let their way be slippery. Let the angels of God pursue them day and night. Let them 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 pursue them day and night. In the name of Jesus. These same angels, they deliver warnings. They can hinder the movement of the enemy. Many times they come to deliver us in our dreams. Come to deliver us in their dreams. I was inside the plane one day, reading my book. All of a sudden, a woman came to my seat and said, "Ha, you are Dr. Lukoya." I said, "Yes, ma'am." "Hey, you are my prayer partner." "Your prayer partner? But I don't know you." "Yes. Anytime I'm praying at night, I see you by my side praying with me." "Say, it's not me. It's an angel of God that you are seeing praying with you. Because if they appear to you the way they really should appear, you will be afraid." That's part of what happened to Zechariah. He was doing his service in the Holy of Holies. Suddenly, an angel of God was standing by his side. When Zechariah saw him, he was afraid. He was afraid. These angels, they are the ones who help us to arrest our strong men. They strengthen us. The wife of my friend, who were scientists, were working together in the same laboratory. That my friend was a believer. The wife also a believer. The wife traveled somewhere. They were inside a luxurious bus. The wife always loved sitting at the front. So she sat at the front, not too far from the driver. And you know those long buses, they're only long journeys. Somebody can shout at any time, "Driver, park, I want to ease myself. Park, 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 park." And he will park. All the passengers will come down. Some will go into the bush. Some will not come down, they are sleeping. So it was one driver, park like that. And packed. And everybody got down. And they got back into the bus. And by the time Madame will come back to the bus, somebody had taken her seat. She said, "But this is my seat." "So go to your own seat now. I'll be on this seat for about 4 hours. The man said he was not standing up. He wanted to become a quarrel. Somebody tapped Madame at the back. I said, "Just go and sit anywhere. Don't worry, sit anywhere." "Say, come and sit with me." So Madame followed this man and they sat at the back. Not 20 minutes after the bus started moving, a trainer lost control from the other side of the express and ran into their bus. hatred at where Madame was sitting before this man took the seat. The only word to use to describe the man was perish, but you couldn't discern who he was again. Madame turned to the man, who said, let's come and sit together. There was nobody there again. It's gone. It was an angel sent to deliver her. May your deliverance angels locate you. That amen is very weak. May your deliverance angels locate you. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. The trouble is that most people don't recognize them. Don't recognize them. This is the reason why you have to be polite and respectful. Polite and respectful. That person sitting close to you in the house of God may actually be an angel sent to bless you. But when you are rude, assaulted, you may get into trouble with them. God warned the Israelites. Said, behold, I sent my angel before you. They shall be with you in all your ways. Said, but take care that you do not provoke him. Said, because if you provoke him, he will not pardon. They don't forgive people. They work like robots. It's God who forgives. Jesus forgives. Angels don't sin. Once you misbehave, they deal with you. Deal with you straight away. So this is why you have to be very careful. That's why Hebrews 13:2 tells us. Hebrews 13:2 says, are you there? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. They entertain angels unaware. So there are good spirits, there are bad spirits around us. The reason some people don't pick out the angels is because of the picture that have been planted into our head. That an angel must be a white man. He must have big wing like this. He must wear white clothes. I got once found that in your head, you will not recognize them when you see them. Certainly, if somebody was sitting by your side now and has white wings, white clothes, white shoes, and he says, I'm an angel, you will change your seat. Or you call people, say, ah, come and see, oh, an angel here. So that's why, because of that, the way we have been programmed, that's why we don't notice them. I'm praying for somebody here. Your helper angels will locate you. The angels that will pursue your enemies, they will not let them go until they perish. The angels of the living God. The names of angels. Look at the point they were making there. When the angel of the Lord met with Manoah and his wife, and they asked him for his name, he said his name was a secret. He said, my name is a secret. He didn't tell them at all. Gabriel spoke with Daniel, he spoke with Zechariah, he spoke with Mary. Jude 9 talks about Michael the archangel. And so if you read through those names, you see the various names the Bible calls angels. It calls them sons of God. It calls them holy ones. It calls them stars. It calls them angel of light. It calls them angel of the Lord. It calls them angels of the churches. Call them cherubim, chief prince. There are some we call devil angels. Call some evil angels. Call some guardian angels, called some seraphims. So you can see that all over scriptures, the subject of angels goes through the Bible, beginning from Genesis to Revelation. Angels, 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 angels. Many people have told of miraculous deliverances by the angels of God. Remember the testimony of that brother who appeared at the front of prayer city. He was on 3 days drive. He's not a member of Mountain of Fire. He was on 3 days drive. Then entered a bus. So suddenly inside the bus, they blew powder. And all of them began to sleep. He didn't sleep. None of them could talk again. They drove the bus to a bush, deep, deep forest, and took them down like cattle. Cattle. Took them deep, deep inside this forest. And in that place, the way they do their money magic is to bury the people alive. Bury them alive. After making their medicine, their magic, their concoction, they bury the people alive. One by one, the people, they captured them together, they were burying them alive. He was hearing their cries. And they threw him too, inside a grave. And they poured sand on him. So they could feel the sand pouring on him. Pouring on him. He was finding it difficult to breathe. It was a painful kind of death. And they were pouring the sand, pouring the sand, pouring the sand. And they covered him with sand. And instead, the friend was fainting. So after they have left, all of a sudden, there was a light from above. And there was a man standing there. The man said, come out. He only said, come out. Just found that he was outside. Follow me. So they followed this man and went through the forest in the night. Then he said, in the middle of the forest, because he hadn't eaten for over 3 days now, was tired. He fell down weak. And this man told me, I said, you don't have strength? You are hungry? Say yes. So okay, man waved his hand and a plate of rice came with 24 pieces of meat. This brother said, he sat down and ate everything. So follow me again. So there was some strength now. I was able to follow the man. So even after some time, he still felt tired. He fell down and he said he must have slept off. By the time he opened his eyes, he found himself at the front of the prayer seat. How he got there, he did not know. That man that never introduced himself, never told him who he was an angel of the living God. Just took him out of that danger and rescued him. May your angels of deliverance locate you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. I'm telling you about this so you understand the kind of spirit beings we're dealing with. Once they get instructions from heaven, they all start carrying it out. A man of God landed in a village and he began to preach a raw message against the forces of darkness, against witches and wizards, against all the powers holding the village in bondage. That village was notorious for evil doing, notorious for witchcraft, notorious for killing men of God. Yet, this man of God went there. 3 days crusade. They want a minister. These evil men came to the crusade. They didn't say amen. They didn't shout hallelujah. They are just very angry with the kind of message the man was preaching, saying their gods have no power. That is challenging them now to go and bring those idols out and ask them to attack me. Whether they will succeed. Let them come and attack me. This is why, beloved, any God that anybody say is serving, any prophet that anybody say is serving, any strong man that you say you are serving, and you have to be fighting his battle for him, that means he has no power. In those days, when they arrested Paul and took Paul to the judge, and there was pandemonium in town because Paul began to preach and began to spoil their business, they arrested Paul, took him to the judge. There was uproar in town. Great is Diana, the goddess of Ephesus. Great is Diana, the goddess of Ephesus. They were shouting all over town. And they dragged Paul to the judge. A Roman judge. And I said, what is the problem? say, this fellow called Paul has come to our city and is preaching that Diana, our God, has no power and that there is no idol. There are powerless things. This is why we brought him here. The Roman girl said, excuse me, who just said that great is Diana and that the Diana is powerful? And you said this Paul, an ordinary human being, is saying Diana has no power. So why do you have to defend Diana? Let Diana fight him. Go home. They were angry. That's how Paul was set free. This man of God began to preach. So they know that the crusade was 3 days. On the third day, they had planned to capture him and kill him. They were ready. They were already waiting for him. So it's your final day. You are not even in this village. As the crusade was coming to an end, and the man of God said, let us share the grace of fellowship. 3 empty men, Moses, naked from here up, they were wearing only naked. They marched with aggression to the stage. They said, you, come here. You came to this village to preach? And they carried him like housefly. That's how they carried him away into the bush. And the villagers were happy. So he has annoyed some other people. We thought we were the only one he had annoyed. This man just put him down inside the bush. He said, Baba, you can go. Your God sent us to deliver you. And 3 men disappeared. Those were angels who now appeared as muscular men to get this man out of danger. I say, may your angel of deliverance locate you in the name of Jesus. The description of angels. They act as messengers of God. They are created beings, number 2. They are everlasting. They are spirit beings. They are powerful. They are personal beings. They are intelligent. They have emotion. They have a will. They are wise. They do not marry. They can fly. They are innumerable. They are organized. They operate an organizational structure. They guard and minister to believers. They serve or watch over the throne of God. They serve as security guards. They get involved in spiritual warfare. They announce heavenly information. They minister to nations. They watch over God's people. They can be instruments of God's judgment. They are creatures of worship. They are invisible to human vision unless they show themselves. They can take different forms when they appear to men. They take the righteous to paradise. Listen to this. They speak all languages and know which one man will understand. Angels are deliverance and guides by God to people. They are organized according to work and authority. Angels are one of the primary ways God chooses to communicate with his earthly flock. They are reveners of knowledge. They are keepers of heavenly books. They are always present and around us. They report directly to God. They were present at the creation of the world. They are not omnipresent. They are not omnipotent. They are not omniscient. They are instrument of God's will. These are what angels are. It is important that we study more about these fascinating creatures of the Almighty God who do his bidding day and night and who have been sent as the heirs of salvation and who are ready to fight our battles for us. Who are ready to deliver messages unto us, who are ready to defend our interests. I said, but unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son this day, have I begotten thee? Say, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation? I pray that the Lord God of Israel will send his angels to surround you every day of your life. May they be your dispatch rider anywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have some prayers to pray here this evening. These prayers are not prayers for jokes. They're prayers that are to fulfill a serious agenda. Jesus is here and his power is in this place. I want you to believe God that his power is in this place. I want you to believe God that once you cry upon him, He will arise in his power and in his strength. All eyes closed. The Bible says, oppression maketh a wise man mad. The Bible says, in righteousness shall thou be established, and you shall be far from oppression. It didn't say oppression shall be your bedmate, but oppression will be your second in command. So you will be far, 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 far. If what should travel far from you is very close to you, then there is a problem somewhere. All eyes closed. If you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Just see what I'm going to say after me.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Meet each and everyone at the point of their needs. Do great, marvelous, wondrous, outstanding things in their lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for those of you who surrender your life to Jesus Christ in this program. God bless you in Jesus' name. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I rejoice with you. For more information, counseling, and prayers, kindly send your name, your address, your telephone number to the WhatsApp number displayed on the screen. You can also send us an email. The email address is also displayed on the screen, and we shall be getting across to you shortly. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You will shout this loud and clear. Oppression of the night. You are a liar. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Then we pray. Goliath in my roots. Hear the word of the Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move. In the name of Jesus. Pasetele katenda kayama. Dario Pokatel Center. This is not a night to negotiate. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Aha! Somebody's breaking through. Then we pray.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens. Father, let this hand become the hands of healing and his hands of deliverance. Your word says we shall lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let the power of recovery fall upon this hand in the name of Jesus. And as this hand is used now, the enemy that has smitten shall run away from the hiding place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right there where you are, if you have any sickness in any part of your body, you are going to smite it 21 times, shouting, carry your load by fire. In the name of Jesus, you smite it 21 hot times, shouting, carry your load by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let's go. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I pray for your children here. Your miracle will be uncontestable. Your miracle shall be unconquerable. Your breakthrough shall be undeniable. We will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. The Almighty God will arise for your sake. And I stand there as a prophet of the living God. And I decree tonight that as many people as are here, and they will shout a seven Jericho star amen, that the angels of the living God will pursue their enemies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven miracle receiving area. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.